You gonna keep leading it?
No, you take it back.
Oh, what?
You take it
back. That's not nearly as fun.
Come on.
All right.
I stole it for two eps.
I know, that's not enough. She taught me how to fix you, turned you wrong. Light winter, you were calling out your song. Song of... What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Relentless Fitness Podcast. I'm Josh Houseman, and I'm taking the helm today. Chris is with us today.
It was fun to interview you for the last couple episodes.
Yeah, it was good. I like it. I don't know. It makes me feel special.
You are special.
Thanks, dude.
I'm thankful for you this Thanksgiving week.
I am thankful for you every week.
And thankful that you're not going to be there to see what I do to myself on Thursday with the food and drink. And the all-day eating.
Trust me, I'm just as thankful that no one gets to see me do that. Because I don't know. I feel like everyone kind of tries to hold me to a higher standard. Oh, you're a personal trainer. You know, you're all about fitness and health. I feel like I'm supposed to be on all the time.
Yeah.
But then again, I do preach a lot of this, like, sustainability. You still have to have a life. You have to enjoy your life. It's not like you're a bodybuilder on prep for your whole life. It's just not doable. And I'm like that. I don't do that. I enjoy the nice foods and alcohol and all that stuff.
I'll get a run in. Maybe I'll run from my parents' house a couple blocks down to the beach and run in the sand a little bit. And
there you go. That sounds
amazing.
Do
some plyometrics. And yeah, they're a couple blocks from the beach, so
that's
go down
awesome.
There and.
This is Chicago, right?
Yeah, maybe try to burn some calories and
dude, that's
then
great.
Not feel so bad about myself.
I wonder if it's gonna be like. Balls cold.
Probably cold, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Used to the cold up there, and I don't mind running in the cold. When I ran cross country and when I ran track, even indoor track, we ran every day outside.
Yeah.
I have run 10, 15-mile runs when it's, you know, 20 degrees outside and there's snow on the ground. So
dang, dude.
I don't mind it.
Getting it done.
I don't mind it.
I have a hard time. I got my bike out a few weeks ago and was riding in the cold, and it was just destroying my throat.
That would
lungs.
Be harder because of the wind, yeah.
It's bad.
Running, not as bad. Or maybe I'll just go for a nice long walk.
I think I'm just a pussy.
Maybe I'll just eat.
There you go. Just eat. Just get the meat sweats.
I
feel
like
you're working out.
The meat sweats.
Well, today we were wanting to talk about how to kind of survive the Thanksgiving trips and seeing the family and all the food and the alcohol and... I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I kind of feel like Thanksgiving is a challenge to see how much I can eat. I've felt like that for a while, and as I'm getting older, I'm 30 now, I don't think my body agrees with that mindset, so I really feel it whenever I go into the, let's see how much I can put down. So, do you ever get like that? Do you just challenge yourself? Eating challenge on Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't know about challenge, but... I definitely am in it for the long haul because we'll start with, you know, some appetizers and stuff out early afternoon. That goes for a few hours with cocktails. Then there's dinner. Then there's dessert. Then there's what my brothers and I call second dinner.
Yes.
Around 10 p.m. when we're watching movies and stuff.
Nice.
And
that is a
you know,
long haul.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Wednesday night. When I get home, we always have a night before Thanksgiving tradition where we have some family over and order a bunch of Lou Malnati's pizza, the deep
nice,
dish, the
yeah.
Chicago. So
I
it's a lot of eating and then a lot of leftovers, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds really good. That is like marathon. Of
it
eating.
Is. Days and days. And then like I'm like, man, now I know why... I always gain weight at home because there's always delicious food around. Although, yeah, my parents are redoing their kitchen right now, so everything is kind of in like a temporary holding pattern in the basement. So maybe there
gotcha.
Won't be, you know, fridges full of food like there usually is.
Be a little bit limited this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm different. I'm like the short sprint. I go in at lunch, and I'm like, how many times can I fill this plate
what
up?
What time do you guys... eat on Thanksgiving? Do your parents, do you have it at your parents' house?
Yeah, usually. That's where we'll be this year. So usually probably around like 12:31.
That's early.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
That is early.
So we usually do like a big lunch. And the waiting is going to be on me. So I guess, yeah, usually around 1. because it's a lot of family. Everyone drives in and stuff. But this year it's going to be small. So
I feel like, though, if you're just trying to, like, push yourself and just really eat, it's harder at, like, 1 o'clock than it would be at, like, we eat at, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a hard lunch, and then I just kind of take a coma. So
take a nice nap.
For a long time, yeah.
What
take a big nap, wake back up, have some cold leftovers and
second dinner.
Yep. Do a little mini dinner and pass back out.
Do you go a little bit of everything, or are you picky at all? Is there anything
not into? I like trying everything. I'm not huge on sweets, so I usually don't do dessert that much. Like, I tell people that, and they're like, bullshit, you eat sweet stuff.
Yeah,
it's like,
I normally don't do dessert. I'm usually not, like, full and...
Exactly, same here. Maybe a couple bites of, like, a pie or something, but I've seen lots of people where they're like, I'm going to destroy this whole pie. And it's like, I'm going to destroy all this food, and then I'll maybe have a couple bites of something at the end. But as I'm getting older, I think I enjoy a cup of coffee and maybe a couple bites of something sweet. That's about it. Younger, it was just like, I'm going to eat till I feel like I'm going to die. But this year, we're not going to do that. I'm older. My metabolism's slowing down. I need to not do that. And I'm going to help you guys not do that, too. So, like you were saying, being active, that's a huge one right off the bat. Make sure you're moving around. Make sure you're running. Something that we used to do all the time, because football is on usually, is get all amped for football and go throw the football around.
Yeah.
So, throwing the football, play some flag football, things like that out in the yard. That's something that we do often, as long as it's not super cold or raining or anything like that. That's a great way to get active. Going for a walk is a good way to get active. Play with nieces, nephews, kids, grandkids, whatever you have, pets. So just plan some way to move around. Don't be stationary the whole time.
Burn chasing, some kind of calories. Chasing the little kids around is always great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So being active...
Just don't do that outside of your home with random kids.
Yes, no one else.
Make sure
kids.
You
your
know
kids.
Them.
Yeah,
you're related to them.
And don't be hammered whenever you're doing it either. don't hurt the children. Make sure you guys are monitoring your alcohol. Keep that in check. Drive safe. Don't drink and drive. Like, very important. Make sure you guys not only to keep the calories down, but just to be safe. It's a thankful time. Be thankful for things. Don't go fucking it all up by getting hammered. So. So that's two things. Make sure you're getting active. Don't over indulge in the alcohol. Make sure you're being safe. Eat more slowly. This is one that I didn't do beforehand, but it sounds like you guys do pretty well at that. You take the whole day kind of a thing.
Well, I don't know if I'm eating slowly. I'm just eating all day. I need...
Gotcha.
This is something that I've just always done, and maybe it's from growing up in a big family.
Yeah.
I eat really fast, and
I
try not to, but, like, if I sit down with, like, a sandwich, I'm just going to eat the sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And I need to get better at that.
Yeah.
Because, A, I want to enjoy it, and B, just you feel better, and sometimes you get halfway through that sandwich and maybe throw the rest in the fridge.
Exactly.
But, like, that is one thing that I struggle with, just eating really fast.
Yeah, I do, too. I think a lot of it... For me, kind of started in high school whenever we had off-campus lunches, and I would freaking just, like, bail to get out and grab something and then eat
time
it as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't have very much time and made me eat fast, and I've always been that way since, to where if I'm not hanging out with people, I'm pounding something down and moving on to the next thing.
And, yeah, like, socially, I try to be aware of it, too, because you don't want to be the person that, like,
hammering
crushes
it
dinner and then...
yeah.
You're
what's
like,
up, guys?
Yeah.
So eat more slowly. Talk to people. You're there to enjoy everyone's time. Things are slowing down. You have the whole day. No one's working.
Maybe don't
rest,
talk
relax.
Politics. Maybe don't talk Trump.
Yeah. Good plan.
Especially with old relatives.
It might get you active, though. It might end up with a fight. So, but yeah, just don't. Yeah. Keep things positive. Positive note. So.
Tell your family to subscribe to the podcast.
There you go. Then you guys can debate this stuff. It's fitness. It's a good thing to talk about. Eat breakfast is something that you could do if you eat a breakfast, nice, healthy breakfast, something that's going to kind of keep you a little bit more full. Same thing with snacks. If you snack a little bit, healthy snacks can keep you a little bit more full, keep you from doing too much damage during the meals. As long as they're good snacks. Don't be just pounding down like little hot dogs or sausages or wings or something, pretzels, whatever. Eat some veggies. Green stuff is good for you. Keep that in mind over Thanksgiving. Yeah, I see so much stuff is just brown and during Thanksgiving time. It's just everything's like baked or fried or covered in batter or something.
I'm going to break all these rules, so I'm sorry.
I mean, you can break some. Just try and get a couple of them. Check a few of the boxes.
I do love the veggies. And, yeah, that's like...
Be nice to your guts. A little bit of fiber is good for you.
Well, even just like my mom makes this amazing salmon dip as an appetizer.
Yeah.
And instead of pounding 20 Triscuits with it,
yeah,
go veggies.
There you go.
Go some, you know, bell peppers or...
Yeah, bell peppers, cut up some cucumbers. Yeah. Yeah, do some carrots.
Yeah. Less carbs.
Yeah, that stuff's going to be very
good.
You can
eat more.
Yeah, and it'll keep you full and it'll make it where you don't feel like you're starving and just waiting to just pound down this huge meal like I used to do. Got to be smart about it. Back then, my metabolism was cranking, so I didn't really care. I was just like, I'm going to do some damage, but I got to be more mindful this time. The other thing, too, is portion control. So that kind of comes from snacking and those kinds of things. Go into it with the mindset that, hey, I'm going to load this plate up, but I'm just going to load this plate up. I'm not going to go up there three times and do that. And maybe it'll be, I'm going to put this much food on there, and whenever I'm done, I'm going to see if I really want more food after I take my time and actually enjoy it and talk to people. So kind of plan ahead. Talking about the maybe eating breakfast part, some people like to fast, and I think I actually might do this. Do a real light day tomorrow, so the day before Thanksgiving, eat a little bit lighter, keep the calories pretty low, and that way in the week span of things, the overall calories will be low. So even if my calories are a little bit extra high on Thanksgiving, if I'm low the day before, it kind of offsets just a little bit. So maybe I'll maintain. I know I'm not going to lose any weight or anything like that, but maybe it'll help me kind of maintain a little bit. So it's just being a little bit more proactive. Sometimes this method works for people. Sometimes it doesn't. If you're the kind of person that you know this isn't going to work and it's going to cause you to binge, don't do it. You know yourself. So you have multiple options. You can eat a breakfast, light breakfast, do some snacks, or you can fast. Maybe no breakfast, just do your big lunch or dinner and kind of enjoy that and snack around that. So kind of plan ahead, know what you do, know what you like. I know that, I mean, I intermittent fast all the time, so I know that I can do okay with that kind of stuff.
I actually enjoy doing that. Just, I feel better sometimes.
And it can push over into this. It's a holiday where everyone's happy and eating and doing crazy stuff, but it doesn't mean that you have to change up your routine. You can still do intermittent fasting and, you know, stop eating a little bit earlier the night before and run that into the next day and still get your same amount of time
and
fasted.
Look forward to cramming your face, but following all of Josh's guidelines.
Yeah, following the guidelines. And, yeah, check off what you can. You don't have to hit every one of the boxes. Just some of them. Remember, just a little bit better than last time. Doing a little bit instead of just wrecking all of it can make a huge difference. The last one that I would say to do is protein's your friend. And the reason why is protein has a higher thermogenic effect. So whenever your body's trying to break it down and digest it, it has to work a little bit harder than it does for like carbs. And it has lower calories than fat per gram. So if you're eating a little bit more meat or something of that sort that can give you a little bit more protein, your body's going to burn a little extra trying to get rid of it and get it digested. So keep that in mind. If you go a little heavy on the meat, that might not be the worst thing. So I say that those are probably my biggest tips and tricks to use besides, drinking water and that kind of thing. I think that those kind of slip through the radar on Thanksgiving. You just go in, head down, trying to eat as much as you can and just enjoying and gluttony for a day. So maybe go in there with a little bit of a plan and it can help you the next week so you don't have to be so mad at yourself and pound down hours of cardio afterwards. So,
but have fun, enjoy time with family.
That's
because
right.
It's never enough. And take some leftovers with you,
dude. Yeah, leftovers are the best.
I was talking to a guy at work who Ryan Recker hosts our overnight show, and he said that his in-laws, they forbid anyone from taking leftovers.
It's their food.
Yeah, like even him and his wife.
That's
like
crazy.
They've got a little kid.
That's nuts.
They hoard the leftovers.
They need to have Thanksgiving at their place, and that way that they can just be like, well, you know, here, I'll share mine with you. This is what nice people
do. It's not just sharing, but my mom also doesn't want her fridge full of food for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's how my family share your leftovers.
Hey, also, if you're hosting, give away leftovers, and you won't be sitting around eating mashed potatoes for the next 6 days.
That's very true. I don't know if I could do Thanksgiving every day for 6 days in a row. And eventually it's going to go bad. So give it away. I know that my parents load me up like crazy.
That's the best. I got to remember to bring a cooler home.
There you go. I think, yeah, that's a good point. I need to, too. As it's a are you driving?
I am.
Yeah. So yours is a little bit further than mine, twice as far.
But, yeah. It's not bad. I think it's about 300 miles.
Yeah. Okay, so three times as far.
But it is nice to drive because you can bring back food and I can stop on the way out of town and try to pick up some beer that I can only get in Chicago.
You get only Chicago? Oh, I was going to say Yingling. So what's in Chicago?
There is this amazing brewery called Three Floyds, and they make all sorts of amazing beers. Maybe the best beer I've ever had is called Zombie Dust. It's an IPA. It's impossible to find. When you do find it, grab as much as you can. Most of the liquor stores, there's a limit on how many six-packs you can buy of it, like two at a time. But I'm going to try to bring back some Zombie Dust, and maybe we'll have one next week. Yeah,
perfect. That sounds great. Yeah, Zombie Dust, drink some of that.
It's so good.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, I'm very thankful for you guys listening. We really appreciate it. I'd be thankful if you guys shared it with your friends and family as well. These things kind of sound like common knowledge, but they can just blast right over your head if you're not really thinking about them. So hopefully this helps you guys out a little bit. I know everyone here at Fit City is very thankful for anyone and everyone who's a member, who comes in, who supports. I know that I am. So we really appreciate it. We hope that you guys have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week. As always, stay relentless. Yeah.